Okay, we are on Dr. Gimel and Aleph. We're going to start the Mishnah again. And this is the Rosh says the Chiddush of this Mishnah is that these are all talking about karbanas that are obligatory. And we would think that since it's obligatory, it's not a davar hanadur because you have to bring it. So this is, you're the one that decides which animal and at what time. Therefore, it is a davar hanadur. It is a voluntary act of making this animal a karban. That's what the Rosh said. We can read it again. The Gemara with the Mishnah. Zok the Rosh, I'm a carbon oil, I'm a chantas tied to shlam, and called honey, but kabbalah chai v'ayri. The Rosh is saying, the Chiddush is that these are obligatory. Hai is tied obligatory, tied to kalul badei. The Daniel of chayva, it's interesting that the Rosh doesn't say it is a chayva. He says, it's similar to a chayva, the dalat shvichin lahaydas. Because four people have to thank Hashem. The Sankadai to Chamina, and I would think, even the Zok of Glaviyam, since he has to bring them, Balkarchai, against his will. So I'm not sure why the Rosh used the word the Danya. See, had he only said the Danya and not said Zokuk, I would have said that maybe he doesn't hold it's an obligation. He holds it's a very good idea. And a very good idea is similar to an obligation. But he doesn't say that because a line later he says, since you're required, Zokuk means required. So again, is this a requirement? I mentioned yesterday in Machlokes L'Shanim, right? Rabbi Schutz texted me last night as he was waiting, I guess, for his plane to show, that the Rashi that says it's an obligation is in Zvachim Zayin and Aleph. And the Rambam, I know, says clearly that it's not an obligation. So this Rosh, he uses the word the Danya L'chayva, and at the same time he says Zokuk. So I will take the second word of the Rosh and say that the Rosh holds it's a requirement. For some reason, even if it's a requirement, he calls it Danya L'chayva. I don't know why. And I just pointed out his words. I don't know.
Like a chata?
Chayva
would be a
chata? Chayva would be a chata, sanacham, ailas ria, shalmi chagiga. Therefore, by having a davar another, that's what I would think. That's why the Mishnah tells me that it works. Rabbi Yehuda matter, back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. Dr. Rash, Mishum Kvar Amr Kaf, Blay Kaf, Mishum Kvar Amr Blay Kaf. He didn't say kikarben. Ayla, kikarva mincha. He didn't say kim mincha ka ayla, he said ayla mincha. If you were to hold without a cup, it doesn't work. Behind the completely betarti bava, completely betarti bava. So the Rosh is bothered, why do we need Rabbi Yehuda twice? Why can't we put this into the last Mishnah, where it talked about kim rikad nirim keichu kareh yushalayim? And Rabbi Yehuda there argued because he didn't say a cup. So why don't we add there, ayla mincha chavtas tayt islamim, and if Huda argues, he didn't say chav. Why do you have to make it two separate cases? Case of Imra Dira Hechel Yerushalayim and the case of Ayla Mincha. Not because it's separated by a blot of Gemara. That's not the reason. That's not the kasha. The separation by the blot of Gemara is just the way to put it. The Mishnahs are putting them in two cases. It brings Reb Huda two times. Just say it all and then say Reb Huda says no. He's arguing in the whole first set and on the whole second set. So why do we need two sets? Make it one set. That's a bothering Darash. Dr. Rash, Reisha Kamashman Ravutsa Drabanam, because there's a Chiddush in the first set, according to the Rabbanan, that Philip Yerushalayim, the Rabbanan later viewed him, that even by Yerushalayim, where one could argue that Yerushalayim is different because it's not only the walls that might have been made from Hekdish money, there's a million other things in Yerushalayim. It's still the Rabbanan say it's us
that are not
Kaddish. The Sefer Kamashma, the Philip Akkord, which is Rabbi Yehuda. The Chiddush of this set is Rabbi Yehuda says it's a kaf, even though you're mentioning a name of a carbon. The Chiddush of the first set is even if you don't say something that's as clear, or you could argue not as clear, still the Rabbanan say you don't need a kaf. So that's why it's put into two sets. Because one set is a Chiddush and Rabbi Yehuda, and one set is a Chiddush and Rabbanan. Not the Mishnah Vayit.
Yerushalayim is because
the walls of Yerushalayim
were not made from the Lishka.
They were. That's why Rabbanan answered.
I thought it was Rabbi Yehuda.
That was two shittas in Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
So why are you assuming one way? Assume the other way.
What are the two shittas? One
says
they were, one says they weren't.
Does Rabbi Yehuda argue on Yerushalayim? Or does he only argue on Yerushalayim?
Moshe.
What?
No.
that we had two prices, Tereitan Goya leaves Rabbi Yehuda. We had two versions of Rabbi Yehuda. He's operating with the version that Rabbi Yehuda is only arguing because of the cuff. Dr. Mishnah Leiter. The guy says, ha carbon, ki carbon, carbon, sorry, halach, asr.
What I was trying to say is that you can't see by Chatas and Ashem, Todah Shlomim, how do you see it differently than what it, like a Corbin? How do you see it different than a Corbin?
No, you don't. You don't.
That's not the chup. Why should the chup make the difference?
Okay, that's a good question. But that's not, that you could have asked him the last mission on Imra, on Dirim, on Heichel.
It took me a little bit of time to...
Okay, so that's a kasha that has to be addressed, and maybe, I mean, we will, maybe Hashem address it today. The Ran talks about on Yudal HaMinalv, and he says the answer, but we'll see it in our Gemara today. We'll see it in our Gemara today, what the possible answer is. The Ran brings two answers. Right, he basically says one answer, so we'll get that answer in the Gemara today. We'll introduce a whole new thing today that will answer why Rabbi Yehuda holds that way, and when Rabbi Meir agrees and when Rabbi Meir doesn't agree, as we will see. Ha carbon, ki carbon, carbon shayach alach aser. If the guy says these words, ha carbon, shayach alach, ki carbon, shayach alach, it's aser. Zakdaraj, carbon, ha carbon, ki carbon, shayach alach aser. Kokani shemina lukvar. We already learned this before. This is not a chiddush, this case. Why would I think not that way? No different than Imra, Kimra, right? So what is the chiddush of this case? Dr. Rash, and the Rash is telling you what the Gemara is going to say. The Sefer Kamash Malan, sorry, I skipped. I said over one. The HaKorban Itzrichlei. The chiddush of this case is the word HaKorban. The Salkadai de Chamina, the Chaya Carbon, comma. This is introducing a new thing. Let me go a little bit backwards. When a guy says, Ha Carbon Shaykhullah, he didn't say Ki Carbon, he didn't say Carbon, he said Ha Carbon. There's a Svara to say that he's swearing by the carbon, meaning, people sometimes swear, I swear by the life of Pliny. Right? We find that in the Torah sometimes. Kikamaycha Kaparai Rashi says, he swore in the name of Parai. In the life of Parai, by the life of Parai, I will do this. It's a meaningless shvua. It's not a shvua. Saying by the life of somebody is not saying a shvua. Shvua means he swears, he makes an oath. There was shyness that have to be used by shvua. Saying by the life of somebody is not a valid shvua. There are those that claim that ha-carbon means by the life of the carbon. It doesn't mean I'm making this object like a carbon. Carbon means I'm making this object like a carbon, according to a mayor. According to a Yehuda, you need ki-carbon, because carbon might mean I swear by a carbon. Swearing by a carbon is not a way of making an oath. It's a meaningless oath. So that becomes the question, and that's Chat Rashuda. The guy says, Imra Layachum. Does he mean to say the item is like a carbon, which is a nether? Or does he mean to say, I swear by an Imra, I swear by a carbon that I won't eat? Swearing by a carbon is not a valid oath. It's a meaningless oath. Ah, you mean to make an oath? What you mean means nothing. It's the words have to say it. Swearing by the life of a carbon is not an oath. Ha carbon is like ha carbon. And the Gemara is going to say clearly, when the guy says, ha carbon shaykhullah, he means to swear by the life of a carbon. The question becomes by ha carbon. So the chiddush of this Mishnah is, ha carbon is different than ha carbon. Ha carbon means swearing by the life of the carbon, and therefore it's meaningless. Ha carbon means, I want to make it like a carbon. It's translation of words. Why they translate the words that way, I can't answer the question. But that's what the Mishnah is telling us. So let's read it in the Russian side. Dr. Rush. We would think to say that he's swearing by the life of the carbon, which is a nothing. The Rashi with the Mishnah later says HaKarban is mutter. Hasam HaKarban Kamar. There he said HaKarban, the Mashmachaya Karban. That means swearing by Karban. Now, I can't explain to you why HaKarban means swearing by the life of Karban, and HaKarban is a Machlaikas, and Karban is a Machlaikas, because all those things that Rabbi Yehuda needed a cuff is because he felt that without a cuff, it's a way of swearing, not a way of making an error. So when a guy says Yerushalayim, Imra, Zirim, Rabbi Yehuda says, that's swearing by an Imra. I don't hear an error. I don't hear him say, this item is like this item. I hear him swearing by the life of. Even though he didn't say the word by the life of, but that's what the words mean. And Rameyer says, no, it doesn't. It means this item should be like. But by HaKarban, Rameyer agrees. So HaKarban, the Kiddush of this Mishnah is, HaKarban is not HaKarban. HaKarban means making the item like a carbon, and HaKarban is swearing by the life of the carbon. Yes, doctor.
It could be, it would seem to me, that the Corbin sets up a difference between the object and the Corbin itself. This is similar, but is not actually a Corbin. And that may be why it is not swearing by the Corbin, per se. The other thing is, I would suggest that you overstated the case when you said what you think doesn't mean anything. There's a combination of both. You have to think correctly and speak correctly.
Yeah, we had this argument before. The guy says a lesson tender. We don't care what he thinks.
If the person has Tourette syndrome and like many people...
Again. I really don't want to go there now. Yes. Abraham, you have trouble just understanding this? You have a question?
I just wonder, where do you see, why is the life of a Corbin meaningless, meaning why is Corbin more than
par? The life of the Corbin is like swearing by pyrite. Right. The Corbin is not a way of making note.
The Corbin, because of it has sanctity. No, I'm trying, I swear by the life of who's a real wealthy person?
Bill Gates,
yeah.
The meaningless doesn't mean anything. By the way, if you say you swear, it might be different. This guy did not say he swears.
Oh.
He says, by Bill Gates.
Oh.
Happens to me that if he swears by the life of Bill Gates, it's probably nothing anyway, but that's not the point here. The point here is he didn't say Shvuah. He said, Karban lo yayichalach.
Because he didn't say Shvuah, that's why.
If he says Shvuah, it might be different. It might be different. I don't want to get involved. I don't know. We're going to get to the Gemara later on. We'll discuss it. We'll see the Gemara later on. We'll
also
discuss that.
Also, the Rashi and the Rush and the Run, this is a very common way of learning things.
It wasn't there. Yes.
What would be a proper way in using Chayai of what? Is there a way
to... I don't know. We'll see. We'll get to the Gemara. I don't want to talk when I don't know for sure. Le Karban lo yaychulach, Ramei Reiser, and we've discussed this a number of times. Rabbi Abba explained, Le Karban yehei, Levirach lo yaychulach. Since he says lo yaychulach, we translate, we add a therefore. Le Karban lo yaychulach, it should be a Karban therefore. That was Rabbi Abba's explanation in this line of the Mishnah, which we already brought twice. Dr. Rush, Le Karban lo yaychulach, Ramei Reiser, Begumar Befarish Taima. Now the Rush, in the last piece of Rush, is going to the next Mishnah. So we'll come back to it when we get to the next Mishnah. Even though it's printed here, it's because the printer put it here, not because it has any significance. Dr. Gemara Weiter. What? Kainim P. The last line in Rush is on the next Mishnah. The printer put it here. You don't have it? So I guess Isvahadra moved it to where it belongs. It's a printer's thing. That's the Gemara Vaitik Tani. We learned in our Mishnah. Gimel. HaKarban, KeKarban, Karban, Shaychalach. Aser. That's what our Mishnah said. HaKarban, KeKarban, Karban, Shaychalach, Aser. Stomach to Rameyer. It's like Rameyer. The Lashanilei, Bein Imra, doesn't make a difference in Imra, look to Imra. That's how the Rosh is Gairus. He doesn't make a difference whether it has a cuff or it doesn't have a cuff. He doesn't differentiate between Imra and Ke'imra. Look to Imra. To Ke'imra.
Meaning,
the Rosh has a cuff in there. Correct. Don't put it into your Gemara. We're not allowed to do that. What? Right. He says it means look. He says the word is look at Imra. Iremeiri. If it's Remeir, the Tani Hakarbon Shaychul Lachaser. Latanya Ma'idim Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda Baimer Hakarbon Ha'ay Laham Min Chachatas Shaychul Lach Shemuter. Now the Gemara understands at this point that Ha is like Ha, and it says Beferish the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda when he says Ha. It's mutter shloim nadir zela b'chayi carbon because it's a shvua. He's trying to make an oath with a carbon, which is a meaningless. So therefore, how can you say this mishnah like Remeir when later on it says Remeir agrees by ha? And the Gemara thinks there's no difference between ha and ha. And for the Gemara, why kasha hadama ha carbon, hadama ha carbon? There is a difference. My taima chayi carbon kamar. The reason there's a difference. It's because HaKarbon is swearing by a carbon. Dr. Rush. Stamatanikar married Loishana Lebet Imra Luk Imra. Sugyadak Shas, Agav Rot to the Daikil El. This goes along with what we said before. Man Shamat Le Loishana Lebet Imra Luk Imra. Nakshinami Hacha. We said it before. We're repeating it here. Abagab Loitarach Le. Because I don't care who the Tana is, the question, the stira would be there anyway. HaKarbon, it says it's Mutter, and HaKarbon says it's Usher. Give it any name. Say that it's Rabbi Yehuda. That you have a stira in him. It's not because it's Remeir that makes the stira. What makes the stira is that one Mishnah says HaKarbon is Usher, and one Mishnah says HaKarbon is Mutter. And we think it's the same. It's not the name of the Tana that creates the stira. It's the fact that created Stira. But since it happens to be that our Mishnah's Remeir, so we mentioned that the Mishnah's Remeir. Most of the time, when the Gemara identifies a Tana, it's because it's him, therefore we have a problem. Here, the Mishnah's a Stira. One Mishnah says Mutter, one Mishnah says Aser. Name it anybody you want. It has nothing to do with the name of the Tana. That's what the Rosh is speaking of. We mentioned it's Remeir because we said that as a fact, but not because we need it. The Avagam Doi Tzarechle, the Bein Asik Remeir, Bein Asik Rabbi Yehuda, Kashle Makarben, it's still a stira. Latanya Maidu Chamel Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Maha Karben. Avagam Doi Chamel Machmir, Bein Maha Karben. Hacham Maidu Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Maha Karben. Fresh Darash, this is a Brisa. We're asking from a Brisa, but it's a Mishnah later on. V'adloi Barakum Aziz in the Bein, Bein Saha Karben, Shaykh Alach Mutter. It's a Beferish Mishnah. Why are we asking from a Brisa when we have a Mishnah? That Mishnah is like a mayor, so we still have a contradiction. So the Brisa mafarshit l'nodra b'chayi karben, because the Brisa says the reason and the Mishnah didn't say the reason. So we'd rather bring the Brisa with the reason than bring a Mishnah that just says a fact. L'nodra b'chayi karben, pierce b'chayi abhema, the life of the behema. The behema. Okay, that's that. That's the Rosh of this Gemara, yes.
It's important to be intellectually honest.
Not intellect. We're honest either way. A Mishnah is honest too. But we might as well explain the Kasha better, and the Brisa explains it better. That's all. Intellectually honest means when you're not lying, you're not trying to cover something up. The Mishnah is not covering up, it's just not telling you reasons. Zog the Gemara Vayter. No, he's swearing by the life of the animal, like Yosef swore by the life of Barai. It's a meaningless thing. No, he's just explaining what it means. The guy is swearing by the life of the behemoth, that's all. And that's not opposed, it's just saying so. Not to come out right to the carbon loyalty mayor, right, sir. This is like a quote from our Mishnah. This should have like two dots before it and two dots after it. Frekti Gemarvel, Lesler, Remei, Bechal, Abba, Tishamei, Hain. Why is it Usher? He said, like carbon, like Echelach. To a carbon, I won't eat. What's a carbon? So why is it Usher? Amar Ababa, Nasa Kaimer, the carbon, Yehei, Levichach, like Echelach. This is where Ababa said it. And we've been quoting him all along that we add the word therefore. Okay, there's no rush of this Gemara. Let us move on to the next Mishnah. I ban my mouth from speaking to you. Yadi aita imach. I ban my hand from working with you. Ragli malechas imach. I ban my foot from walking with you. Usher, it is usher. Just the rush. That was the rush that I had on the Amid Aleph. So if you don't have an Eisvahadr print, it's on the Amid Aleph. I guess they moved it here. Kainam pi medabri imach. The Gemara mefarish. Lohavi davar she'en by mamash. The Gemara is going to explain why it is not a davar she'en by mamash. And we will see this in the Gemara momentarily. That by a netter, you need an object. You can't ban a non-object. A person cannot say, my speech is banned. What is speech? You can't make a netter on a non-object. You need an object. By shua, you don't need an object. Because the object by the shua is the guy who makes the shua. He's answering himself. The guy says he swears he won't speak. Then he swore he's the object. If a guy says, speech is forbidden to me, it's a meaningless thing. What is speech? It's not an object. Netter needs an item. So the Gemara is going to explain, why does it work in that Mishnah? When he says, pima dabri imach, yadi aisi imach, ragli malechas imach, the Gemara is going to explain, why isn't that a problem of ein bei mamash? Zap to Gemara, uriminu. Chaymer b'shvuas ben nedarim, shvuas have a severity over nedarim. Ube nedarim b'shvuas. And nedarim have a severity over shvuas. I don't know if the word is severity or strictness over shuas. Stringency. Chaim ibn Adarim, Sanadarim chalon al mitzvah ki b'shuas mashankim b'shuas. A person can say, a sukkah is banned from me. Because he's not directly confronting the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. He's saying, sukkah is banned from me. The consequence is, he can't go into the sukkah. But that's not, he didn't say, I'm not sitting in the sukkah. He can't do that. He can say, a sukkah is banned from me. That works. He cannot swear I won't sit in the sukkah because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made him swear at Har Sinai that he will sit in the sukkah. So he can't swear that he won't sit in the sukkah. But he can swear that the sukkah is banned from him because it never says that a sukkah has to be permissible.
All sukkahs?
Well, he can say even all sukkahs.
He said all sukkahs?
Yes.
He's forbidding the sukkah to him.
Right.
It never. How does he say the same thing? Why is
it? Again, it's not a direct contradiction to what the Torah said. He can't sit in the sukkah because it's banned from him. Not because. Now, we're going to get into this on Tazayanam and Beis. We will elaborate on this. But that's not Lach. And the Gemara is going to elaborate this later, so we'll leave it for later.
He's saying I'm banned from every sukkah.
That's what, every sukkah is banned from me.
And
I don't know who you heard it from me. Well, the Gemara says the Pharisee right there.
So, but to say. He can do that, but he can't. The mitzvah of sukkah, he can't ban.
Yeah, he can ban himself.
How's he ban all sukkahs?
He says sukkahs should be forbidden for me.
Is he still
a cleave
to
sukkah? He can't.
He's over the
right. He's over the right, correct. No, he's not. He's not making conditions. He's not directly confronting the halacha. Again, I think we should leave it for your Yudayim and Beis, but the Gemara will spend time on this, so let's not get involved now when the Gemara will clarify this later. Yes? You know, the Rush, by the way, he can transgress a mitzvah based on another. Dr. Rush, wait it out to the second parak, which is why I told everybody here, wait till you die in the mitzvah. Back to the Gemara. And Chaimer b'Shvuas, Shvuas has a stringency. Shavuas chalas adavar sheyesh by mamash and shein by mamash. One can make an oath about something that's tangible, something that's not tangible. He can make an oath not to swear, not to speak, because it's on him. Mashenkim b'nedarim, Dr. Rush, Mashenkim b'nedarim, Shanoizer Tyler Isser b'chefetz. And neither is talking about an object. The davar shein ben mamish ain't yachal aser alav. The dibur v'hiluch, davar shein ben mamishu. Dibur and hiluch is something that's not tangible. So the kasha is in our Mishnah. Why is it aser? It's a non-tangible item. Yeah, I didn't hear you.
Stringency of neder and
stringency of shvuah. The neder stringency is that chal against the mitzvah. He can ban sukkah. The stringency of shvuah is he can ban him. He can make his shvuah not to speak, not to walk. These are non-tangible items, and therefore it works by shvuah because he's tangible, and the shvuah is a restriction on the person. Neder needs an item. There's no item in a non-tangible. The item. He doesn't ban achila. Doesn't say achila or a lie. He says kicker's there.
Is the davar shlobo liol?
Nothing to do with davar shlobo liol.
I'm asking you a question. Is davar shlobo liol? I'm sorry. Is davar shlobo liol considered a concrete item?
Pashtus not. It's a sugging subas and tesimer alv. No tesimer alv and tesimer alv around there.
I'm sure if you're saying the way you said it, I meant.
No, you're doing good. Zakti Gemara, Amr of Yehuda.
Is lashing the sukkah tangible or not? Sitting
is not tangible. Sukkah is tangible. So it depends if he said, I ban myself from sitting. Or does he ban sitting, the sukkah, from being sat in? And for the Gemara Amar of Yehuda, I'm a yasa pili deburi yadil amaseim ragli lelucham. He didn't say speech is forbidden. He said my mouth is forbidden from speech. He's talking about his mouth, and his mouth is an item. My hands are forbidden from working with you. So his hands are an item. My feet are forbidden from walking with you. So that's an item. That's not intangible. He's banning the tangible from doing something untangible.
You're separating the mouth from the person?
No, I'm separating the mouth. The mouth is an item in the person.
But it's on the shoe is on the person. So if you're talking his mouth, well, it's not his person. That's the item. That's a nether. That's a nether.
Okay, let's go back to the tomorrow. Yeah. What if a person says, I am banned from having pleasure from you?
That's a
shua. No, it's not. It's a netter. I ban myself from having pleasure from you. He's turning himself into the item. I swear not to have pleasure from you, then it's on him. If he bans himself from having pleasure, he becomes the item that's banned from having pleasure. We had that before, Dabdawa Manal. The Dharmi Hemach. Mufashani Mimach. And it was a netter. You can make yourself an item.
What's the difference? What you say it again? How do you say it? Are you going netter versus shua?
Shua means I won't.
Yeah,
here it's saying, this, I am banned. Meaning, I am the item banned from you. I'm not saying I won't eat. Myself are banned from having eating from you. You're turning yourself into an item. Yeah, language makes a difference, yes. 100%. He makes himself an item. So the Gemara's answer is, yes, or pee le deburi, yadil le maseyim, ragli le luchim, taikinami, it's only pee medabri moch, it's only shani medabri moch. It says my mouth should be banned from speaking. He's making his mouth an item. Dr. Rush. Yes, or pee le deburi, yes, ma moshes beivorim, v'ashram alof. And his limbs are tangible. So he can ban his lips from giving this guy, my mouth is banned from talking to you. The mouth is what's banned, not the talking. The talking is the result. He can't talk to you, but it's the mouth that's the davar shein ben mamish.
He can communicate any other way.
I don't know what that means. He can write, yes.
He can write a letter. 100%.
Well, he could have said medabri moch, he could have written a letter. Can't hear you.
Rabbi Yehuda is a nether. And the
Chum. No, it's nothing to do with the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda the Amira explaining our Mishnah.
Well,
We had a problem with our mishnah. Why isn't it untangible? So Yehuda the Amir explains, because he used the limb, which is a tangible. And the following matter, the darim, don't count. They don't work. The first one is Lushai Cholach. Now that's a davar pashut. We had that already. The guy says what I eat is chulim, not an eder. So there's no chiddush here. Dr. Rash. Milsa de pshiti. This is something that's simple. The Gemara Mefarish and Mike Tanila. The Gemara will explain why do we bother mentioning it here. It's a simple fact. Now the Gemara is going to list things that are davar aser. There are things that are aser, not nadir. And therefore, the nadir doesn't work. Because as we mentioned before, and as the Gemara is going to bring a source, you can only say something is like something that you banned, done by man. It doesn't have to be you, it could be any man. Not something that's taira aser. That was a machloikis, whether that's called human banned or not, because there's a mitzvah to be magnish. One man yamer considered that human made, that's all. Because there's a mitzvah to add your human donation. According to one mandiyamah, according to the other mandiyamah, but it's not a davar aser. Because that mandiyamah is saying Bechor is different because there's a mitzvah to donate it. He would not hold the chazer and a veiler being that way.
Right.
It's only because, in the Havamin, it was because it's a carbon.
The question is, what's the dafka that?
Because there's a mitzvah to do something by you. That's the maskara of the Gemara. In the Havamin, the Gemara thought it was because it's carbon. Hashem. In the maskara, it's because you have a mitzvah to go be magnishim. Therefore, that includes it in something man-made, even though it's really not man-made. That was the maskara of the Gemara. Because we brought a price and it said there's a mitzvah tachnis l'shem elokecha. And the question was, is that enough to make it something that you made or not? Yes? Again, I didn't say it is not a milah. I said it's not, it wasn't even common.
Oh, I agree. There's no question about it.
Okay, so why would I assume that in the Mishnah, that the Havamina, that this guy is one of the 10 people in the world that eat al Tara Sakaitis?
God, in no way did I mean to make a general assumption.
But that's what the Mishnah is telling me, that in a regular case, Twitter and the Kash is simple. Yeah, that's the Gemara. That's part of the concept.
That's what I was asking Rebbe. Is that the reason, or is it because you're not saying anything?
Well, we'll see in the Gemara. Okay.
Everything we see in the Gemara.
Well, that's why the Gemara is written.
Can't you see, before you speak about it?
Yeah, the Gemara is a mafarish in the Mishnah. The Amoraim who are mafarish speak about it. Right. Kibbutz and Chazer, the guy said this should be like Chazer. Avedis Kacham should be like Avedis Zara. Kairis Levuvim, like the skin of the heart. Now, the Gayim had a minig, if you want to call it that, to offer to their Avedis Zara hearts ripped out of animals. That's how they used to do. They go to a living animal, cut out the heart, and bring it as an offering to Avedis Zara.
Not the heart,
read
the skin.
It seems that they brought them both together. That's what I think. But again, I think so. I think Kairis Lebuva means both together.
The skins were sold. You can tell the skin is
otter
because it has a rip, an incision where the heart was. And
that's how what Rashi says. That's not what the Rashi says. So, I'll explain it like the Ron. And then I'm going to try to explain it. I'll explain it like the Ron, and I'm not going to get involved. I don't remember. The Ron explains that each case is a bigger kiddush than the case before. Chazir is only usher at eating, right? So, I mean, Azara is a higher level usher. Just saying why, because it's even usher in pleasure. Iris Levugim is even a higher level Isser than Avodah Zarah, because it's an offering to Avodah Zarah. In Avodah Zarah, a guy can come along and say, this is no longer Avodah Zarah. And by him saying it's no longer Avodah Zarah, it becomes Mutar B'Hanah. A guy can do it, not a Yid. A guy can walk over to an Avodah Zarah and say, this is nothing, it's a piece of trash. And at that point, or he does a Maitzah, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, we're not learning Avodah Zarah now, he can make it a non-Avodah Zarah. Anything offered to that Avodah Zarah, we learn now from Sukkim, can never be undone. It will always remain Usser. So therefore, it's a more severe Isser than Avodah Zarah. And that's only on the part of the skin that's brought to the Avodah Zarah, not on the rest of the skin. That's why I said the Rishonim don't explain it like you, that it's going on the rest of the skin. Correct. Those who asked the Sheikh will say it's Tarkuvus Avodah Zarah, because they offered it to their Avodah Zarah. Kinevelus, Uketrefus. Now, these are not as strict as Avodah Zarah, but the reason they're mentioned, because a nevela is tamei. So therefore, it has its own severity, and it's tamei. That's why it mentions that separate as a different case. Trefus, not tamei, but nevela and trefus go together. They always mention trefus together with nevela, so they throw it in there.
You have enough, right?
Yeah. So in certain ways, stricter, in certain ways, less strict.
Animal was
died
or was run over.
Correct. Or checked it the wrong way. Correct. Treva means it was a kosher shrika.
It doesn't mean that it's a nevela, or does it?
No, it's not. It was checked properly. Any animal checked properly, any kosher animal checked properly can never become a nevela.
And sex animal is always a nevela?
In the Torah language, there's no trefa animal. There's behemoth tmeyas. A camel is a behemoth tmeyas, not called trefa. In our vernacular, we decided to name anything not kosher trefa. But it's not the way the Torah calls it.
That's not
kosher. That's
nevela. That's nevela still?
Any horse is a nevela, that is that.
How do you put a dog in a tight dog?
It's not Asa Banah.
Because it's not either
a Nevela
or
a Nevela. No, it is a Nevela. The Torah writes by Nevela, give it to a dog.
Right.
I mean, the Torah is telling me it's not banned from pleasure.
And Nevela is only also for eating?
Yes.
You become
Tame. So
that's what I'm asking.
Do you become Tame? There's no restriction for becoming Tame.
Oh.
I'm Tame. You're Tame. So is everybody in this room?
So Truma, they would not have their feet their dog.
That's not true. A Kayan is allowed to become Tame. It's a mistake. A Kayan is allowed to become Tame. Again, he's still allowed to become Tame. But then he goes to the mikvah and becomes tahar, and he keeps himself from touching things that make him tameh. Can a kohen have a relationship with his wife? So then he becomes tameh. Even if he eats altar as hakadosh, he has a relationship with his wife. He becomes tameh. Kahanim are only muzer on tumas meis. They're not muzer in any other tameh. A kohen is allowed to become tameh to levela. He won't eat. He'll have to watch what he eats. He has to watch what he touches. He's more careful of Tumatara. But he's allowed to become Tumbe. There's no restriction for a kohen to become Tumbe. The only restriction is allowed. He can't be Matama to a man.
It's a day, though, right? To become
Tumbe
overnight.
So he goes to the next night. So that day, he's not Tumbe. A kohen has a relationship with his wife. It's Tumbe the whole day. That's what it is.
He is no more
he's no more restricted than a regular
human. Except that since he eats truma, he can't eat truma that day. And since he eats kachim, he can't eat kachim that way. And since he hangs around the Beit HaMikdash, he can't walk into the Beit HaMikdash, into the Azar even, or even to a certain point of Ezra's Nachim even.
He is restricted more.
But not from becoming Tamei. The consequences of becoming Tamei are more restrictive.
When a person puts himself in a situation that does not allow him to do something, that's not called...
He's not restricted. He can become that person that's not allowed to. So he won't. Not I for anything.
It's like, I can't go into the thing.
I don't understand what you're saying.
It's like the same type of thing. I'm banning myself.
He's not banning. He's acting like a normal human being. And he becomes Tamei, he becomes Tsar. Except he has consequences for being Tamei, and I don't have those consequences unless I eat Chulin B'Tara. A person that used to eat Chulin B'Tara also became Tamei. He had a relationship with his wife. He became Tamei. It's a fact. He became Tamei. So that day, he didn't eat Chulin B'Tara. That day, he was careful what he touches. But not because he's restricted. A Kayan can't eat Truma when he's Tamei, but there's nothing that says he can't become Tamei. If not, no Kayan will have children. No, leather is not Tamei. Processed leather is not Tamei. Yes?
Actually, technically, there is no difference between the Kayan that we tell him. No, Yisrael was telling Kayan to eat Kachem. But then again, he can't eat
kachim
anyway.
Well, he can some, but he can't eat, like, he needs slumim. He can eat taito. There are kachim that he can eat, but not when he's done
it.
So
it's identical, same with Kai.
Right. 100%.
You've gone from one state to another.
Listen, Chayim Adam Latar Atzmi Berego. Every Yisrael had a chiyuv in the time based on meekness, whether it applies today, so it's like the business I get involved, to become Torah and Yom Tov. Why? Because in Yom Tov, he had to go up to the Yerushalayim. And he had to eat kachim, so he's mechuyev to be tar. That's what he has to be. Chayav adam l'tar atzmei berego. Later, I mean, halacha, some paiskim hold this with chayav today too. He's mechuyev to go to the mikveh erev yom tov to be tar for yom tov. Gechalos arnu, I'm sorry, kishkatzim ramasim. That's a higher level of tuma, because of the tama b'kadasha, that sheretz. Is metame the size of a lentil. The veil is only metame the size of a gazayas. So therefore we add it as an extra thing, because it has an extra severity. Now, this is not called the davar hanadar, we explained, because according to the Rush, it removes an iser. It makes the other bread mutter. It makes the pebble go off. So therefore, since it removes an iser, it's not called the davar hanadar, even though he made it chala, and he made it truma. But since it's a removal of an issue that existed, therefore, it's not called a davar hanadar. It's not adding issur, it's removing issur. That's what the Rush said. Making chalas aron, separating the loaf of bread for giving it to aron. And now he made a mutter. What? We had this question a few months ago, and the Rush said, it was aser before. By separating truma, you make it more mutter, not more aser. Right. But at least the kayan can eat it. Before, and nobody can eat it. That's why the Rush said it's not a davar hanadar. That was the Rush's explanation. Ha'imel ishtai harayat asuru atalakima. A woman, he says to his wife, you are banned to me, even though the Russian is I am aser to you, but it means you are banned to me, like my mother. Which means I can't have a relationship with you because you're like my mother. The ban, you should be banned to me like my mother is. Now, but here, it's a davar aser. His mother is not a nadar. His mother is an aser. So really, it shouldn't be chal. But over here, we're very worried because we don't want people starting to mix family into nadar. Because if they do, they might say something that does work and either violate it or create the dharm that we don't want existing, where women are banned from their husbands. So therefore, we make him go to a rav, to a bezin, and be matzah the neder, even though it's a non-neder. This is where we get nervous. It's only by a person with his wife. We don't want that to happen because it can start happening commonly, and he might use the wrong term, and he might really ban her. And over here, it's different. Rishayim explained it differently. Either he won't realize he banned her, because last time they told him he doesn't need to tie the door. Or, even if it works, we don't want it working. We don't want such guy into the door. So here we slap him to Benton. And not only that, he can't say, I'm usually, according to the way we packed him, a person can say, I'm sorry I made the netter. Harata. That works. Here we don't allow harata. We don't allow harata. We want a Pesach. Now let me explain. Rabbi Cohen, if you don't mind listening, if not, I'm going to have to repeat myself. There's two ways to be matzah and netter. The Gemara is going to discuss this at length in Perek Gimel. One is harata. The guy walks into bed and says, I banned this from me. I changed my mind. I changed my mind. I'm sorry I didn't. That is called harata. And they say, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Then, I'm sorry I ever did it. Right? The chulon is harat nalohim yisara. Mavakash ani alayim, right? Now, the other way is to do a Pesach. Pesach means I was unaware of a fact. Had I been aware of that fact, I would have never made the netter. It's not saying I changed my mind. I didn't change my mind. But had I known a fact, I wouldn't have done it. It's called a Pesach. It is not I changed my mind. It's I was missing all the story when I did it. That's a higher level of Atar's Nazar. So here, by this netter, which is a non-netter, when he says his wife is banned like his mother, we make him have a Pesach. We make him have a higher level on Taras Nadarim. We're trying to teach him a lesson. We're going to make it hard for you. You're going to have to come up with something that explains to us, had you known it, you wouldn't have made the netter. Because we want to teach you a lesson. The lesson we want to teach you is that don't play around with Nadarim. Don't start making it Nadarim about your wife. But that's only done by the husband and wife. It's not by the other things. The guy says the bread is like chazer. We don't make him go to bed. We're not afraid. Here by a wife, because it's common, non-good relationship, we're more afraid of what might happen. And therefore, we're here, we slap him into bed. And not only slap him into bed, he can't walk into the bed and say, I'm sorry. I wish I never did it. That's not enough. We're going to make him have a better Pesach, a better after the door. So to my is how we, I mean, halacha l'maisa, there's ways to do it, but I'm not going to get involved now without learning halacha. Malka Malka means something else. Some reason that he wouldn't have made the netter.
That's again
Pesach, isn't it? It is, but we make him have a Pesach, not harata.
But in other words, Malka
Malka
is not...
Malka means a regular Pesach. Every Pesach is Malka Malka. Okay, we'll continue.